Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious? Because I am generous." Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, there was a priest who was being honored at his retirement dinner after 25 years in his parish. And a leading local politician and member of the church was chosen to make the presentation and give a little speech at the dinner. He was delayed, so the priest decided to say a few words of his own while they waited. The pastor said, "I got my first impression of this parish from the very first confession I ever heard here 25 years ago. I thought I'd been assigned to a very terrible place because this first person entered my confessional and told me he had stolen a television set, and when questioned by the police, he was able to lie his way out of it. Then he stole money from his parents, embezzled from his employer, had taken illegal drugs. I was appalled. But as the days went on, I knew that my people were not all like that, and I had indeed come to a fine parish of good and loving people." After the priest finished his talk, the politician arrived full of apologies at being late. He immediately began to make the presentation and give his talk. "I'll never forget the first day our parish priest arrived," said the politician. "In fact, I had the honor and the privilege of being the first person ever to go to him for confession." So the moral of that story is, the lesson is, just never be late, right? Never be late. Now in today's gospel, you have some that are called into the vineyard early and some that are called late to the vineyard. It's a wonderful parable. And if you take a look at it, it's from Matthew chapter 20. The landowner goes out early in the morning at dawn, and he hires people, and he offers them a full day's wage, and which is called a denarius. It was the coin used in those days. A denarius was, you know, it was a very good salary for a day's labor. It had a stamp of the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus on it. And they agreed to that, and they were very happy to get really a full day's pay for what they were going to do working in the vineyard all day. Well, then the landowner goes back at 9 o'clock in the morning, hires more people, goes back at 12 noon, hires some more, goes back at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then he goes back at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and says, "Come to my vineyard and I will give you what is just. I will give you what is fair." And so they even go and they work for an hour. The sun goes down, and then they all line up to get their payment. And the landowner says, "Well, let's start with the people hired last. And to their shock and probably surprise, they got a full day's pay for 1 hour of work. Very generous, wasn't it? Well, they go out, and of course they're probably very excited, and it reaches the people that have been there since the beginning who get paid last, and they figured, well, if he paid a full day's pay for 1 hour, what can we expect to get? We work 12 hours in the heat, in the sun. Maybe we'll get 12 denarii, 12 coins, if he's so generous. So when they come in for their pay, he also gives them a full day's pay. He gives them that coin, which again, a very good salary for the day's work. That's what they had been told they would get. And they began to complain. They began to grumble. And the landowner has to say, you got what was coming to you. You got a full day's pay for a full day's work. Why are you envious? Because I am generous. Well, why does the Lord teach this parable? Well, in the context, of course, he's presenting it first to the Jewish people and to the Jewish leaders, like the scribes and the Pharisees, who were grumbling and complaining because tax collectors, sinners, pagans were becoming part of God's family. They were becoming part of the church. They were being invited to salvation in the last hour. The Jewish people were the ones called first. They were the ones called early in the morning. And they had been God's chosen family for centuries. And now Jesus comes along, and not only does he invite them to salvation, but he invites the pagans, the Gentiles, the tax collectors, the sinners. And they were being offered salvation as well. They were the ones coming late in the day. And you know who didn't like it? The scribes, the Pharisees didn't like it. They began to grumble and complain. How can you forgive these people their sins? How can you do this? We're the chosen people. And they were looking down upon these others. So that's why the Lord gives us this parable. Now, how does this apply to our life, to you and me? Well, when people come to the Lord late in life, on their deathbed, for example, it's not something we should be grumbling about and think, oh, I've been a good Catholic my whole life, 50, 60, 70, 80 years, and this person becomes Catholic on their deathbed and makes it into heaven. We should never think that way. We should be happy. We should rejoice when we hear about deathbed conversions to the faith. An interesting thing to do on your computer is type in conversions to Catholicism on your computer and see the whole list of the thousands of famous people that have converted to the Catholic faith during their lifetime. Famous people, authors and politicians and movie stars over the years have converted to the faith. But then type in deathbed conversions to the faith. It's very interesting to see who comes up on that. Now, of course, the patron saint of deathbed conversions to the faith, people who came to the Lord in the last hour of their life, the patron saint is first the good thief. Right before he died, he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus says, I assure you, this day you'll be with me in paradise. So he's a patron saint of those who come to the Lord just before their death, just at the end of their life. And that's a wonderful thing when we experience that and see that happen. Another famous convert that delayed his conversion till the very end was Constantine, the famous Roman emperor, who in the year 337 finally received baptism on his deathbed. Now, we should never deliberately delay our conversion. If we know in our heart that God wants us to convert, we should do it right away. We should not delay. Especially in the days of the Roman emperor, you could get run over by a chariot or something. You have to be careful to delay your conversion. But he eventually did come into the faith at the very end and was one of those who came to God in the 11th hour. It doesn't always work like that, though. For example, Voltaire, the famous anti-Christian during the time of the French Revolution, he was visited by a priest on his deathbed, and the priest said, "I want you to renounce Satan." And Voltaire said, "At this time in my life, I would prefer not to make any more new enemies." Okay? And he died with that sentiment in his heart. Those were his last words. He was unwilling to reject Satan and to accept Christ into his life. So it's important not to delay one's conversion. They say those who wait for the 11th hour to convert usually die at 10:30. Okay, so don't wait until the end. But there is good news that the Lord in His grace and His mercy has brought many famous people into the church at the end of their life. For example, John Wayne, at the last few days of his life, the last few hours on his deathbed, he was received into the Catholic Church, made his confession, and received the sacraments. Another one was Bob Hope. Bob Hope had a very saintly wife, Dolores, who was a devout Catholic, a member of the Legion of Mary, prayed the rosary for him every day. And before he died, he too was received into the Catholic faith at the last hour of his life. Other famous ones, Oscar Wilde, converted to the Catholic faith on his deathbed. Even Buffalo Bill, believe it or not, became Catholic on his deathbed. So it's wonderful when we see these things. So we're not like the scribes and the Pharisees that will grumble and complain that, you know, we've been, say, faithful to God all these years, and now how can these people make it into heaven at the last moment? That's not something we should ever complain about. It's something we should rejoice about, because they have received the grace and the mercy of God. God bless you.